The final battle for Middle-earth begins as darkness spreads from the east. In Minas Tirith, the gleaming white city of seven concentric levels carved into a mountainside, Pippin serves as a guard of the citadel while citizens whisper "Prince of the Halflings" as he passes. The atmosphere grows increasingly tense as reinforcements arrive, far fewer than hoped. All told, fewer than 3,000 men have come to defend a city built for tens of thousands. In the highest tower, Lord Denethor broods, his mind poisoned by visions seen through a palantir, an ancient seeing stone through which Sauron has manipulated him. When his son Faramir returns and reveals his encounter with Frodo and the Ring, Denethor erupts in anger, wishing aloud that his favored son Boromir had lived instead. As the Nazgûl begin their assault, their fell beasts circling overhead like vultures, their otherworldly shrieks sap courage from even the bravest defenders. When Faramir falls wounded and the massive wolf-shaped battering ram Grond breaches the main gate, the Lord of the Nazgûl himself enters. Gandalf alone stands in the ruined gateway. "You cannot enter here," he declares. As these ancient powers face each other, wild horns sound from the north. The Rohirrim have arrived at dawn, just as foretold. 6,000 Rohirrim, guided by Gon Burigon through hidden paths, arrive at dawn to find Minas Tirith besieged. Though King Theoden initially hesitates, a southern wind parts the clouds, renewing his courage. Rising in his saddle, Theoden's voice rings out, "Arise, arise, riders of Theoden! Fell deeds awake, fire and slaughter! Spear shall be shaken, shield be splintered, a sword day, a red day, ere the sun rises!" The host charges forward as one, crying, "Death, death, death!" They break the enemy's eastern flank until Sauron's Mumakil, massive war elephants, scatter their formation. In the chaos, Theoden falls, and the Lord of the Nazgûl descends upon him. Only Eowyn, disguised as a soldier with Merry beside her, stands in defense. "No living man may hinder me," the Witch King boasts. "But no living man am I," Eowyn reveals herself. As her shield shatters, Merry strikes the Nazgûl's knee with his ancient blade, enabling Eowyn to deliver the fatal blow, fulfilling the prophecy that not by the hand of man shall he fall. Aragorn leads the army of Oathbreakers, cursed spirits bound by Isildur through the paths of the dead. They capture the Corsair's fleet and arrive at Minas Tirith with southern Gondor reinforcements, helping secure victory on the Pelennor Fields. King Theoden falls in battle, and Aragorn heals those afflicted by the Black Breath, fulfilling the prophecy of the king's healing hands. With Sauron's main force still intact, Gandalf proposes a desperate gambit: march on the Black Gate to distract Sauron from Frodo's quest. 7,000 men undertake this mission. At the gate, the mouth of Sauron displays Frodo's possessions, claiming the Ring-Bearer's death. Though despair threatens to overtake them, Gandalf defies Sauron's terms. As overwhelming enemy forces emerge and hope fades, eagles appear on the horizon. Frodo and Sam press through Mordor toward Mount Doom, disguised in orc armor. They navigate the ashen plateau of Gorgoroth, dodging vast orc encampments and searching for untainted water amid the desolation. The ring's malevolent influence grows stronger, crushing Frodo's spirit. "I am naked in the dark, Sam," he whispers, "and there is no veil between me and the Wheel of Fire." Weakened by the Morgul blade wound and Shelob's poison, he falters. Sam becomes his strength, ultimately carrying Frodo up Mount Doom's slopes. Gollum appears for a final assault, but Sam, though victorious, spares him out of pity. At the Semoth Nar, where the ring was forged, Frodo succumbs to its power. "I have come," he declares, "but I do not choose now to do what I came to do. The ring is mine." He vanishes after putting it on. As Sauron realizes their presence and the Nazgul rush toward them, Gollum attacks the invisible Frodo, biting off his finger to claim the ring. In his ecstatic dance, Gollum falls into the volcano's depths, taking the ring with him. Its destruction marks the end of Sauron's power. With Sauron defeated, the Fellowship reunites. Eagles rescue Frodo and Sam, who awaken to find Gandalf transformed from gray to white. In Minas Tirith, Faramir and Eowyn meet in the Houses of Healing, finding love through shared understanding. "I do not wish to be a queen," Eowyn realizes. "I wish to love things that grow." "And I would not be king, but a healer," Faramir responds. At Aragorn's coronation, Faramir offers his steward's rod, which Aragorn returns, promising the office to Faramir's line. Crowned, Aragorn appears tall as the sea kings of old, wise and gentle, with light about him. Under King Elisar, Minas Tirith flourishes. He discovers a sapling of the white tree, connecting to ancient times. The restoration culminates with Elrond bringing Arwen, who chose mortality, to wed Aragorn, completing the kingdom's renewal. The hobbits return to find the Shire desecrated, trees felled, ugly buildings erected, and the river polluted. Under Sharki, revealed to be Saruman, gatherers and sharers control food distribution and impose restrictive rules. Merry and Pippin lead a rebellion, with Merry sounding the horn of Rohan while Pippin rallies the Tooks. The hobbits defeat nearly 100 men in the Battle of Bywater, the Shire's last battle. At Bag End, Frodo offers Saruman mercy, but Wormtongue, broken by abuse, kills Saruman before being shot. Saruman's body dissolves to dust, his spirit rejected by the West. The restoration begins with Sam using Galadriel's gift to replant the Shire. The year 1420 becomes legendary for its perfect weather, bountiful harvests, and golden-haired babies. In the party field, Sam plants the only Malorn tree west of the mountains, a magnificent specimen with silver bark and golden flowers. Though the Shire heals, Frodo does not, falling ill on his wound anniversaries. In September 1421, he gives Sam the keys to Bag End and the Red Book, saying, "The last pages are for you." On their ride to the Grey Havens, they meet Elrond, Galadriel, and Bilbo. Sam finally realizes Frodo is leaving Middle-earth. "I thought you were going to enjoy the Shire too," he says tearfully. "I tried to save the Shire, and it has been saved, but not for me," Frodo replies. "Someone has to give things up so that others may keep them." At the Havens, Gandalf waits by a white ship. Merry and Pippin arrive for a final farewell as Frodo departs with the other ring-bearers, marking the Third Age's end. Sam watches the ship vanish, then returns to Rose and their daughter Eleanor. "Well, I'm back," he says simply. The War of the Ring concludes as the Fourth Age, the Age of Men, begins. As magic fades into legend, the courage of the smallest beings has proven that even the humblest can change the future.